You are listening to Metro.
You happen to be one of those kind of people that says to themselves, I can hula hoop on one leg longer than anybody else in the world. This is the book for you. It's called the Record Setter Book of World Records. Record setting is something fascinating to me. You always hear the stories that come across the news about guy watched more episodes of 24 than anyone else in the history of the world, or, you know, has eaten more pie in one day than anybody else. These guys, Dan Rollman and Corey Henderson, have put together a whole book. They have a website, too, with all these world records that aren't necessarily Guinness-ish, but definitely have a place as well, like the most donut holes stuffed in donuts in 15 seconds. I said to myself, self, this is something you can get behind. So I set up an interview with Dan Rollman. Dan Rollman, you co-authored this book, The Record Setter's Book of World Records, you and Corey Henderson. Give me the gist of kind of, because this isn't your typical record book. So tell me kind of what this is all about.
Yeah, so Record Setter is the new home of world records. We are two world record geeks who, basically our friendship bonded over the fact that we, you know, loved world records since we both got our first Guinness books when we were young kids, and I have built this website, recordsetter.com, that is much more open and participatory than what world records are used to being. So it basically is built on a belief that everyone can be world's best at something, and we just allow, you know, we don't judge categories. We allow anybody anywhere to set any world record they want.
And what are you the world's best at, Dan?
I've set many world records, but unfortunately they've all been beaten on our site. So I've held records like the most times whistling happy birthday in 1 minute.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I put up that video on Record Setter, and then a kid in San Diego put up a video, and he whistled happy birthday one more time than me. I had the world record for the most bananas fit in a pair of pants while wearing them.
Wow.
I'm 6'7", so I have long legs.
What inspired that one, Dan?
Our office is in Chinatown in New York, and there's a lot of banana vendors nearby, so I decided to buy some bananas and, you know, and see how many I could fit in there.
Yeah, that's the excuse I use, too, when I put bananas in my pants. It's 'cause I'm in Chinatown. Come on.
I like fruit. I like being close to my fruit.
Yeah, that's an intimate relationship with a banana. Now, the way that this works, because I know Guinness is ridiculous as far as the criteria in which you have to actually set a record, because I've heard this before with different people that have tried to set records that they have to have, is it somebody has to be there to authenticate it, or how does that, do you know as far as the Guinness process and what makes it different from your process?
I've looked into it a little bit, and they're certainly much more stringent than we are. You know, people make the analogy that we are the Wikipedia to their Encyclopedia Britannica.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we are much more open and participatory, and we really look at videos as the main form of evidence. So if you want to set a record, set a world record, you know, you can go onto our site and you can cruise around. We have over 10,000 world record videos, so you can find a world record and just say, come on, I can fit more bananas in my pants than that guy. So you just shoot it on video and upload it to our site. Or if you're so inspired, you can create new world record categories. And again, just shoot it on video and upload it to our site. So we're really trying to make record setting not just something that you read about, but something that you can participate in.
Now, Dan wrote the book, The Record Setter's Book of World Records. I'm flipping through it right now here on page 268. Lots of records in this book. It's a big book. Let me see here. Most armpit farts in 30 seconds. That's an interesting one. Now, do you remember, like, these personally? Like, if I asked you who has the most armpit farts in 30 seconds, does that ring a bell to you at all?
You know, I can certainly picture the kid that said it. For a while, I knew everyone, but, you know, we're getting over 1,000 world record videos sent in every month now, so I'm, I still geek out to this stuff and watch a lot of videos on our site, but I'm starting to lose track of who's done what.
I'm very interested in the man who has the most nipples. It says most nipples male here. Does that mean there's a female category as well?
We have yet to get any entries in that category.
Ladies, but, get it together. Put your pictures up, recordsetter.com. Wow, some of this stuff is really amazing. Is there anything that has come to you where they're like, hey, I've set the record for this, and you're just like, that's too much. I can't put that on a website. That's how I become porn.
Fortunately, those situations are few and far between. I mean, I think if you spend any time on our site, you'll see it is a site for all ages, and you know, this book is a book for all ages. I mean, we have a set of principles, and we just, you know, we just try and encourage people to make world records that are friendly for all, and nobody's gonna, you know, break a leg doing it. You know, So sometimes we say, you know, in another lifetime we'll make an adult version of what we're doing, but we keep that stuff off our site.
Some of these I really think I have a shot at. Most tweets sent to MC Hammer in 1 minute using his cell phone. That's only six. And a guy named Brian in New York actually owns that one. He did it on March 25th of 2009. And all you need is a phone and a Twitter account and a minute of Hammer time. That's something I think I could do.
You should go for it. And a cool story about that is MC Hammer tweeted him back. So, or I think he retweeted one of the tweets or something. So not only can you set a world record, but you might get a shout out from a true hip hop legend.
And who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want a little too legit to quit in their lives?
Amen.
Do you have one that really sticks out to you that you like when people ask you about the book? That's something that's ridiculous that really sticks out to you in here?
Yeah, I mean, the competition we see is extraordinary. So one of the very first records we got, I mean, we launched recordsetter.com, and we didn't know if it was going to work or if anyone was going to find it. And one of the first submissions we got came from Australia. A guy named Daniel Fowler set a record for the most giraffe tattoos on his shoulder. And all he did is he sent us a photo of himself with one giraffe tattooed on his shoulder. And, you know, we laughed and we said, all right, you know, this guy gets our concept, which is this is a totally new platform for world records, and he's just setting the bar at one. So we love that record. And then a radio station in San Diego, they brought in a tattoo artist to their studio one day, and they said to their listeners, like, you know, we've got a, you know, are there any listeners who are willing to get more than one giraffe tattoo, because we want somebody to take this guy down. So a guy named Mike McDonald, he took the day off of work and he came into the studio and he got three giraffes tattooed onto his shoulder and took down the Australian. And I, you know, which I always say was the highlight and low light of Record Setter, because it was like, all right, this thing is working. we've opened a pretty big box. But then when I thought the story was over, a few weeks later, I came into my office in New York, and my coworkers were like, Dan, you are not going to believe this. And the guy, Daniel Fowler in Australia, had gone out and got three more giraffe tattoos simply because he wanted to reclaim his record setter world record. So we see a lot of people doing some pretty outrageous stuff to earn a spot on our site.
I'm looking at the back of the book right here, and there's some quotes from a couple different people. Did Drew Barrymore at one time actually hold the record for most people hitting faces with pies in 30 seconds while on roller skates? Did she own that?
She still does own that, yeah. We've been guests on Jimmy Fallon's show a bunch, so he set some world records, and she was promoting Whippet, her roller derby show,
right,
whenever that was,
yes,
a year and a half ago. So she came up with this roller skating world record, and we've had some people rumbling about trying to beat it. In fact, I just got an email today from somebody who's thinking of beating it. She is featured in the book and currently holds that world record.
Well, I will peruse this all weekend and try to come up with a couple that I want to set. I'm definitely hitting MC Hammer up as soon as I get off the phone here.
And tell him I say what's up.
Yeah, if I had more nipples, I'd go after that one, but that's kind of out. Let me see. Longest time to keep a match lit. I could probably do that one. Tallest rubber ducky tower. In. Done. Saturday night. Finished. Taken care of. Dan Rollman, the book is the Record Setter's Book of World Records. Thanks so much for taking a few moments, man.
Cool. Cheers.
All right, later.
You are listening to Metro.